Dead of Winter by Lee Weeks.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Lee Weeks was born in Devon. She left school at 17 and, armed with a notebook and very little cash, spent 7 years working her way around Europe and Southeast Asia. She returned to settle in London, marry and raise 2 children. She has worked as an English teacher and personal fitness trainer. Her books have been Sunday Times bestsellers. She now lives in Devon. For my sisters, Sue and Claire, and their unedited love. Chapter 1. Totteridge Village, London Outskirts, 7th of December. Peter felt his back wheel slide on the ice and compacted snow as he turned off the gritted main road and onto the lane. The weather was getting worse. Shit. He swore to himself. This is definitely the last call of the day. It was nearly dark at just 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He was looking forward to getting back to his wood burner and his supper. As he crawled up the narrow lane, the headlights on the old jeep bounced back from the fast-falling snow, and black hedges loomed up on either side of him. He rose another half a mile, out of the freezing fog, and saw the house on the right-hand side. Black Down Barn was etched on a plaque fixed to a stone pillar on the right. He pulled over and leant forward on the steering wheel to get a better view. It was the first time he'd seen the house properly. Usually the trees obscured it from sight.